Melissa Cheney is an assistant professor of medical anthropology and reproductive biology at Oregon State University. She's also a practicing, certified midwife. Professor Cheney, thank you for speaking to Wide Angle.
My pleasure.
In Birth of a Surgeon, Emilia Kumbane is a midwife in training to perform surgical procedures. Were you surprised that the medical establishment in Mozambique would go along with this?
I wasn't surprised simply because I had heard about it and taught about it in some of my reproductive health classes. But I am very, very excited to see that this is what's going on. And I want to say that the segment that I viewed was exceptionally well done. And I thought it highlighted so many issues that are relevant not only for Mozambique, but for global maternal child health and really are tied to some of the issues we're talking about with U.S. healthcare and midwifery in the United States. So I am very much in favor of this program. And I think what it's really doing is capitalizing on probably the biggest problem that we see today in maternal child health. And so just to give a little background, you probably know or readers may know that the United States spends about $2 trillion a year on healthcare. So that's nearly half of all the world's healthcare dollars. And the vast majority of that money, or a very high percentage of that money, is spent on the beginning of life and the end of life in the United States. Those are the two most expensive times. So maternal child health is a huge ticket item, and so is end-of-life care. And unfortunately, what we see is that our outcomes are quite poor. In the United States today, neonatal mortality is about 4.6 out of 1,000, which means we rank 42nd in the world in neonatal mortality rates, even though we spend far more per capita on maternal child health than any other nation. In addition, maternal mortality rates around the world, and especially in industrialized countries, are declining. They've declined about 16%. That was between 2000 and 2005. But in the U.S., our maternal mortality rate has increased 54% in that same time period. So what you have going on in Mozambique is women dying because they can't get access to cesarean section, or too little technology, too few practitioners, too few physicians. In the United States, we have the exact opposite problem.
Why is that?
There is excellent evidence that as the cesarean section rate increases, or the rate of medical intervention around childbirth increases, that at some point it's a law of diminishing returns. And now there are more mortalities in the United States associated with increasing cesarean section rates. So from a cross-cultural medical anthropology perspective, the obvious solution is to increase the number of people who can provide cesarean sections in Mozambique or Africa, other low-income nations, and in the United States, increase the number of practitioners that can provide low-tech, unmedicated care around childbirth for those low-risk women who don't need cesarean sections. The sort of global balance of intervention, technology, and dollars spent needs to be shifted to improve the quality of health care for mothers and for babies. And I see a lot of low-income nations moving towards this. What we don't see is in the United States as many healthcare policies as we need to see that would begin to decrease this rising cesarean section rate.
And we don't see that here in the United States right now. Do you think there will be a shift in policy?
I think there will have to be. I think that there's a greater public awareness. I think that the social pressure for reform will be greater. However, we have a saying in anthropology that normal is what you're used to. Most people, including the vast majority of my students, have the belief that the United States has the best health care in the world. This is absolutely not the case, but we have the sense that that's the case because of dollars spent and because of the massive amount of technological intervention we have in this country. Also, it's cultural. For the most part, it's cultural. People have that sense that more technology is better. And some technology is very helpful, but too much technology is also dangerous. And that's probably the point that we've gotten to with maternal child health care in this country. And the other part of it is economic. When you look at all of the nations around the world that have better health outcomes than the United States, they have two things in common: midwives as primary care providers and universal health care. And a for-profit healthcare system, if it's profit-driven, it's very difficult to change the economic structure that would lead to lower tech interventions and lower cost providers like midwives over obstetricians. There simply isn't an economic impetus for that in this country. So we would be looking at pretty large scale social and cultural changes, as well as an economic restructuring of the healthcare system. It may be not in our near future.
Professor Melissa Cheney, thank you for speaking to Wide Angle.
Thank you.